to Cloutier, the pitcher who just exited. So now it's Elmer Zeller batting with the bases loaded and a 3-2 game. That pitch in for a strike. Yeah, you got to go to your bread and butter now, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And thinking back what we were talking about, being a catcher, his release point going to second is so much higher. And to make that adjustment, you know, it might take a few. We don't have the luxury of time to make the adjustment, but those last two pitches were down.
This one's fouled away, so it's an 0-2 count on Elmer Zeller. He's a DH today for Manistique. They're down a run here in the fifth inning. Base is loaded. The pitch.
Swing
and a miss. Strike three. Trent Lawson with the strikeout. He needs another.
I guess I'm not supposed to be a cheerleader here.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm sorry. Manistique fans wouldn't like that.
No.
It was a good pitch.
It was. And I've been broadcasting for 29 years. People are used to hearing me be the homer, too. So there you go. But I still like the kids on the Manistique side.
Of course.
Brow with the plate. Looks at a strike, so all of a sudden the light bulb has gone on for Trent here.
Yeah, he just found a different release point, I think, and made some good pitches.
This one swung on, it popped up, foul ground, and it'll get out of play. Lankor was hustling all the way from third. Gives it a look, but it's out of play, two strikes. We're joined by my good buddy Mr. Hiller here. You know, it's I think I met you first time we came to watch your grandson play a Little League game about six, 7 years ago in Neski here.
Nice
strike
pitch.
Three. Call that a boy, Trent. He gets two big strikeouts with the bases loaded. It's 3-2 in favor of the Eskimos going to the bottom of the fifth inning here. And So we started talking about the Detroit Tigers. What do you see there as the problem with them guys this early? I mean, it is early still. It's only May.
Yeah, but you can't. You know, you start digging a hole like they've been digging. And I just think what happened, I was telling some people at the golf course today over in Iron Mountain that, and it had nothing to do with the fact that I got injured that day, but both Mickey Stanley and I got injured on the same day and were on the disabled list. First time I was ever on it, other than my heart attack, and we lost 21 straight. And that was 1975. And it's just, you start going to the ballpark and you're mentally almost saying, okay, how are we going to lose today? And then everybody presses. And instead of playing one base at a time, one hit at a time, everybody starts getting up there and saying, I'm going to win the ball game, and I'm going to win the ball game. And you just have to go back to basics and get your singles, and all of a sudden you get a gapper, you get an extra base hit, and home run. But hitting's contagious, and it just seems that losing can become contagious too. So they have, you know, they have some good talent. They don't have the greatest team in the world. They got some good young players. And I think what happens with younger players, they're not used to failing. All their whole life, little league, high school, college ball, all through the minors, they've always been successful. Now they're at a different level, and it's sometimes very hard for them to accept that they're going to have some awful games sometimes. And I can see the frustration is at Torkelson, I think, and
he's
getting frustrated. And again, I think the pitching's been well. I think that they've got gets a couple more guys off the disabled list. They're down rehabbing, and I just think that it'll come around a little bit. Now, whether they're going to be contenders in their division, they got a long way to climb up yet.
Base hit to left field for Trent Lawson, starting off this inning, the shortstop for Manistique. Boy, he laid all out for that one, Grafos, but he couldn't get it.
Yeah, that's a good way to answer when you've given up a run or two and get runners right back on the bases.
All right, so who's this coming up?
I think it's number 16. My grandson, Scotty.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, I'm just glad he's playing baseball here. His last year in high school, and I've heard nothing but good words about what he's done. A few newspaper articles and
throw to first, runner back. Well, he's just so fast.
And I think he's got good instincts. I've been watching a little bit, and he seems to know what to do with the ball when he gets it, where to go. And but he is, there's no exchange for speed in all sports, as you know.
Runner at first, nobody out for the Eskimos. Scotty puts down the bunt, and it's foul. That almost hit his foot in the base path as he was going.
Yeah, I think he was still. Well, it's hard. They don't call that too often. But
they could have, though.
Said he's still in the box,
yeah,
but it's
right.
Pretty hard to make that call.
Yeah. So Scotty Hiller in the box with his grandpa up here. Cheer him on. You're allowed to cheer if he gets a hit, all right? I don't think the Manistique folks would be upset. Runner on first for the Eskimos, leading 3-2. And Scotty swings and puts a charge into that one, deep to left, all the way to the fence. Oh, it hit the fence. Oh, jeez. Rounding third, headed home. Here comes Trent. He's going to score from first base. Scotty in the third. He's got a triple. Oh, that's got to make you smile there, Grandpa.
We got a little chills. I get it. It is. You try and lay a bunt down, and then you drive one almost out of the ballpark.
And you know, the wind always plays big. This field's bigger than it really is. The dimensions, 320, 340, 320, right?
Yeah. Well, he put a charge in it. That's
he
nice.
Sure did. Scotty nearly put it out at left field and went back as far as he could and had to pick it up off the fence. Hunter Langkor coming up. Oh, that would have just been the way to do it, right?
Yeah, that's nice. On family night, so that's good. Like I said, I got a little chills. So.
No, that was great. Yeah. That was great. That was a great moment for Scotty Hiller. And, hey, it's a big run, too. You know, it's a 3-2
game. Yeah, that's a good answer. It's a good answer after giving up a couple runs.
Oh, Langkor's going to squeeze. The ball's in front of the plate. The throw won't be in time. Right. In fact, he won't throw it. As Bryce Blixt picks up the ball, and Scotty was already there saying hello. And a bunt single for Hunter Langkor. That was just a perfect bunt.
It was. I think that was a safety squeeze, really. It wasn't an all-out suicide squeeze. So Scotty had to wait a little bit.
And then he closed ground pretty quick, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So here is Bon LeChance, who's been smoking the ball this year. There's a reason why he's in the four spot, John. I mean, you know. So Scotty scored on that as Langkor gets the bunt. And it's 5-2. That, honestly, is the farthest I've ever seen Scotty hit the ball. Bond swings, puts this one down the left field line, into the corner. That is going to drop. It is a fair ball. Rounding second, on his way to third, and now they're going to send.
No, go back.
No. Oh, he's in trouble now. Langkor's in a pickle between third and home. They throw to the plate, back to third, and the tag by Sprader, the pitcher, and Langkor is out. I'm not sure if Coach sent him or not.
Yes.
He did.
He did send
and then he
him.
Tried to hold him up. And at that point, it's too late. Bond gets the base hit, but no RBI as Langkor is out after the long pickle. He stayed in it as long as he could. At least he got Bond to second.
Yeah.
But that'll still be a single for LeChance. And now Ben Johnson, the batter. Honestly, that is the longest I think I've ever seen Scotty
hit. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that
he got
one,
all of it.
He did.
He did.
Yep. And he was a pretty happy kid over there. You know, I'd love to see him in a Bay College uniform. I don't know. I'm not the coach. I just broadcast their games. But that would be great to keep him around for a couple years.
It is.
Here.
I know he's talking about going to Bay, maybe. He's got some kind of program that's acceptable to him, anyways, for a year. But we'll see what happens.
I know the track team probably misses him because he was good for a couple of event wins every meet. But we're glad to have him. And the kids like having him. You know, when you haven't played with somebody for 3 years, you know, you kind of get territorial about your spots out there. And they welcomed him. And, in fact, they talked to the coaches and said, hey, we want Scotty to play with us.
That's a good thing about small town America, I believe.
I couldn't agree more there. So Ben Johnson at the plate. There was a conference on the mound there as they did get the out. So there's one out and a runner at second for Escanaba here. But, you know, you start off with that line drive base hit for Trent. And then, of course, Scotty does what he does there with the triple. And then just a beautiful bunt by Langkor. So, you know, you're talking, you know, almost a long ball followed by a small ball.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to see. It is.
The lead at second by Bond LeChance. Ben Johnson back in the box, a 1-1 count. Carson Sprader still pitching for Manistique. Swinging a little tap to short. Up with it, Grafis throws it across in time. 6-3 on the out. Wide turn by Bond at third, but he's going nowhere. 6-3 on the out. Matt Zimmerman will be the batter now. What a beautiful setting. As you and I sit here looking out from behind the backstop, you know, the sun's starting to go down.
It's just gorgeous evening for baseball. And just I'm so happy I could get over here this afternoon and watch these two teams play. They're into it, too. I enjoy that both teams are into it and enjoying what they're doing out here tonight.
Matt Zimmerman with a runner at third. 5-2 Escanaba leading now. That was big, though, to get an answer, like you said. Trent really struggled. But he also recovered then, too. As he got the two strikeouts with the bases loaded.
He did. That was big. Yep.
So back in the box here. The pitch is going to hit the inside corner. That was a nice pitch.
It was a nice pitch.
Had some spin on it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Matt Zimmerman with a 1-1 count. Tigers are winning 1-0 right now over Baltimore. Guess who brought in the run? Miggy. Yeah, double up the gap. Down at Comerica Park.
Another double.
Yeah.
600 and get in there. That's in there.
Yep. Drive deep to center by Zimmerman. It's going to roll all the way to the warning track. Bond scores into second with a double. Matt Zimmerman gets the double against his buddy Sprader, who they play summer ball with.
Okay.
And, these guys are great friends. Number 19, the pitcher here, Sprader, and the catcher, Blix, number 10, and the shortstop, second baseman, 22. They're all real good buddies. They all play here for the Escanaba Cubs in the summer. And we're going to get Caden Brown run for Zim out at second. He'll be offended by that. He'll be like, you know what? I can run myself, you know? So, you know, maybe with the Tigers, John, the people got too excited that opening week when Javi had a couple of walk-off wins, you know, and they got off that excitement and having Miggy going for 3,000 hits, you know?
Yeah, and Miggy got up to a good start himself, too. He was hitting well, I guess.
Caden Brown at second base running, and Chase Cloutier, who's had a bunt single and a old-fashioned single, although the bunt singles are old-fashioned too, right? 2-for-2 in the game for Cloutes from the 7 hole. Now the pitch down to the dirt. It is a 59-footer, and a wild pitch will move Brown over to third.
Well, you know, we've lost a lot of the small ball now. The National League gone to the designated hitter, so there's a lot less bunting. The pitchers aren't up there bunting, and so that's changed a little bit in the National League now.
I don't like that.
Well, I wish the pitchers still hit. I mean,
it
seems baseball. I mean, I wasn't a good hitter, but I always liked that challenge to go up there and try to do what was asked of me.
Yeah, there's always been the DH in the American League, but you would go to a National League ballpark, right, or in spring training, right, you'd have to play by their National League rules.
Have to play by their rules, yeah.
2-0 count on Cloutes. Blowing away with that pitch, it'll make it 3-0. Carson may be running out of steam here. I don't know what his pitch count is, but he's thrown the entire way for them. And he'll be playing at St. Norbert College, Carson Sprader. All right, so he's behind 3-0 here. And he'll walk him up and in. So, yeah, his rope may be done here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see any move from the dugout to take him out. But and you know he doesn't want to get pulled on this field after all the summer ball he's played here with these Eskimos.
Sure.
But it's tough when you're running out of gas and you've given up some big hits. But the big hit clearly was, you know, Scotty hitting that. I mean, you expect him, you know, because he tried to put down the bunt, right? You expect him to use a speed and runner steals second. There'll be no throw. It's a first and third situation here. So, you know, Carson's only at 72 pitches. It seemed like maybe he'd be higher up, but 72 is not unreasonable, right? In the fifth inning. Nick LeFevre at the plate. He's got a strike on him here. With runners at second and third. Fev digs in. Now the pitch to him. That's inside. Ball one. Oh, what a great moment. I got to make sure I put that on all the social media stuff. Scotty's, you know, he's so humble, too, you know. And a lot of these kids are. They really are. They appreciate any, you know, anything you say good about them. And that one missed inside. 2-1 the count on LeFevre. First base is open with a freshman on deck in the nine hole. Well, this field, though, I mean, you played here when there were no lights, you know.
Yeah.
I remember when Doc Lemire put the lights in here. And looked a lot different back then, didn't it?
It did. It did. Yeah, I was impressed that the ball field looks like.
Put a lot of time into it. 3-1 now, the pitch inside to Fev. You know, the Felch field, though, still looks pretty much the same, other than they took the Green Monster out in left field. It looks.
It does. The last year, like I said, when I went up there, they did a lot of work on it. And, you know, the local people are very proud of that field, and they spent a lot of time up there manicuring it and getting it ready. You know, I don't know how much ball they're playing there during the summer, but Labor Day was wonderful.
Yeah. Labor Day is always
the
a
crowds
blast.
Were big, and saw a lot of people flowing. I hadn't seen in a while up there, too. Yeah. The what now?
Suds were flowing.
Suds were flowing, yeah.
They may sell more of that than hot dogs at the Labor Day weekend there in Felch. Ball forward to Nick LeFevre, so that does load the bases for Eli Gardner. 6-2 Escanaba, bottom of the fifth. That is really so much fun. And, you know, they have the tournament going simultaneously in Iron Mountain, and it'd be nice if they could, you know, do those two tournaments together and have a real big tournament and do it on two fields. But those teams that come up from Wisconsin, and they enjoy the heck out of their weekend
they
in
do.
Felch.
They do. Well, they can. They don't. You know, they don't have to drive. You know, in talking about Suds, they can go play baseball, have a good time. Some of them are renting cabins there, bringing their families and girlfriends. And I'll never forget the first weekend I came. A guy, Andy Anderson, called me and said I was living in Duluth, Minnesota.
This pitch in the dirt, a great block by Blix to save a wild pitch. 1-1 count on Eli.
This fella asked me, he said, would you consider coming to this little town of Felch, Michigan, and we'll put you up in a motel. So I talked it over with my family. I got back to him, and I said, sure. You know, like to try different things. As we're pulling into town, I said to my wife, I said, I don't think there's a motel here.
No.
If it is, it's only a one-roomer.
Yeah, like an old schoolhouse.
But they put me up at a beautiful hunting camp, and a fellow named Pepper Steele, which is Steele family's big name in the UP. And we had a wonderful time. I came back a couple times, and 2 years later, I moved there. So, and it's just, you never know where your life leads you, and the people that you run into, and I really enjoyed my years up there. And, you know, I don't live that far away in Iron Mountain, so.
2-1 count here on Eli Gardner with the bases loaded. The pitch to him. That's strike two, so the count is even 2-2. And baseball, you know, it's a situation where you give back so much, you know. I mean, Kevin Tappany, he's always given back to the Escanaba community here. And Eli swings and misses strike three. Nice at bat by Sprader as he battles through it. But we'll close that out and let you get back.
Back to my son.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him in six months.
No, you go do that.
Enjoy my time here. Good seeing you again.
Thank you, my friend.
You do a great job.
Thank you.
Enjoy
thank it. You so
yeah,
much.
Yeah,
we appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, we will go to the sixth inning. 6-2 Eskimos. We're back in 90 seconds.